Who had stolen the flag from Mrs. Rossio's class? When the school year ended on June 16th, the mystery still had not been solved. But they did have some ideas. Many of the kids, including his own daughter, thought it was Mr. Hudgick. He did have the motive of trying to make the story more realistic for the class, and at 6'6", he is the only one who can reach the flag without a ladder. Or maybe it was Mrs. Rossio. She'd love to play a prank on her class. Many of the kids like to visit their former teachers. When some of the students visited Mrs. Bohr's classroom, they noticed there was an extra flag. Could this be the flag from their classroom? And what about the principal, Mr. Miller? Or should I say Mr. G, who is in reality the gym teacher? He's just the type of guy who would do something like this. Some people say that to solve a mystery, you just follow the money. In this case, we followed the dead roses, and the trail led to Mrs. Bohr. She was supplying the dead roses we were using as props, and she was the one who had substituted a dead rose for the class's flag.